This is an executive summary of 721 Exchange versus Cash Out Refinance, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. An owner sitting on an appreciated property who wants to access its value, for liquidity, diversification, or a transition, has two notably different options. A cash out refinance keeps the property and borrows against its equity, pulling tax-free cash, a loan, while retaining the property and its management. A 721 exchange, by contrast, converts the property into operating partnership units in a right, deferring the gain and transitioning into diversified, passive right ownership. One keeps the property and adds debt for cash, the other trades the property for right units. They serve very different goals: liquidity while keeping the property, refinance, versus transitioning into diversified, passive right ownership, 721. This guide compares the 721 exchange and cash out refinance on liquidity, tax, control, and diversification, and explains when each fits. The cash out refinance and the 721 exchange both let an owner access their property's value, but in fundamentally different ways. The cash out refinance keeps the property and borrows against its equity. You take a new, larger loan, pay off the old one, and pocket the difference as tax-free cash. A loan isn't taxable. You retain the property, and its income, appreciation, and management, now with more debt and cash in hand. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.